Welcome to our community connection. I'm Tom Davis, and on the telephone with me, one of the folks that you're going to actually get a chance to see in person with the OKM Music Festival is Clark Gibson. Clark, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, I tell you what, it's a great day, as they say. We've got live music, and you're going to be a big part of it. Now, you've got your group that's coming in. It's the Clark Gibson Quintet, and that'll be on the 10th at 6 p.m. We're going to be outdoors and right there at the new venue there at Tower Center at Unity Square. Can you tell us a little bit about your band and a little bit about yourself, Clark?
Absolutely. Well, the band is... features a couple of the greatest jazz musicians alive today, actually. Pat Bianchi on B3 organ out of New York City. He's been in the Pat Martino Quartet for, over a decade now. Mm-hmm. Luke Donaldson's organist. And we have Michael Deese on trombone, who also is one of the premier trombone players in the world. Hmm. And he's coming from Michigan State. A professor at Michigan State University. Mm-hmm. And then we have Jim Pisano, a great tenor player that's the director of jazz studies at Wichita State University. And then we have an Oklahoma native from Oklahoma City, Jeremy Thomas, on the drums.
Well, we're not just messing around here. These people know what they're doing. They've studied and stuff. This is going to be a
yeah,
lot of fun.
Quite a fan.
I would say. I see where that you did some jazz studies back in the state that's kind of my home before I moved here was University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana. And, interesting place. Central Illinois is quite a wide genre of music and musicians. And, of course, the university scene there, kind of neat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great program. I did my master's and doctorate out there. It's a fantastic program that's turned into one of the bigger jazz studies programs in the country.
Now, you're a jazz saxophonist. You write some music, too, and you're a professor at Northeastern State University. I understand that you just recently released a thing called Tricolored Glasses just last year, all original music. Can you tell us about this, this feat?
Yeah, Tricolored Eyes. A project put together with this group, with one exception. Michael Deese is not on the record. A mm-hmm. trombone player from Chicago named Ewan Edmonds is the trombonist on that record. Mm-hmm. But it's all original music and organ, three horns, two saxes, and a trombone and drums. And we're proud of that one. It's a good record, and you'll be able to purchase it at the OK Mozart Festival.
Okay, and once again, you're going to be playing there September 10th at 6 p.m., and that is going to be out there at the Tower Center Unity Square. Big stage, huge stage. So you got to make a lot of sound. I know you will. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to having you out there. I have to ask, jazz is one of those things, either you're into it or you're not. It runs kind of hot and cold, but what tripped your trigger? What made you fall in love with this beautiful genre of music?
Oh, I guess for me it was Charlie Parker when I was very young, probably 13 years old.
Oh, yeah.
I fell in love with his playing, and the rest was kind of history. I knew what I wanted to do at a very young age, and I had an interesting path. I just wanted to play saxophone, so I didn't see any point in going to school, so I actually dropped out of high school and just played and ended up playing professionally got my GED later in life and went to college later in life. I started college when I was 27. That's kind of my story with jazz music. And jazz is, I think a lot of people, they think, oh, I don't like jazz or I do like jazz. It's kind of a broad statement. It would almost, jazz music is so diverse.
It is.
Making a statement like I don't like jazz is kind of like saying I don't like ice cream, because there's so many. You might not like one thing of jazz you heard, but there's so much more out there. It's a huge, diverse genre of music.
I think you're right on that because it is so broad. I mean, you go all the way back to its roots, W.C. Handy, all that good, all the people that kind of got this thing going, and then you get to the jazz musicians of the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and then all of a sudden the 50s, 60s, things start changing a little bit. Then you get up to the Herbie Hancock era And it's just like any other form of music. It just continues to evolve and grow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Go ahead, proceed. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
When we see you coming up here on the 10th, we're going to see just an awesome presentation, I've been told. And what are you going to really expand the genre, or are you going to be kind of a narrow fit? What can we expect from your band on stage?
We'll be playing primarily original music. We'll mm-hmm. be playing a lot of the music from the Tricolor, the Colored Eyes release.
That'd be great.
You'll hear some blues influence, some jazz influence, maybe some modern R&B influence on some of the music. Yeah, it'll kind of be a wide variety of stuff like that. If people want to kind of get a preview, they can feel free to visit clarkgibson.net. And mm-hmm. If you go to the Tricolored Eyes page on that website, you can listen to that record live right there.
Mm-hmm.
So if listeners want to get a better idea of what they're in for.
I want to let people know that this is the one that's going to be live because of the reformatted OKM Festival. So you're going to be in for a treat, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the tickets are general admission, and you need to RSVP at okmmusic.org. $15 for VIP. Only OKM performance that will be happening in person. And once again, this gets underway at 6 with Clark Gibson, and then the Balsam Range will follow after that. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And guess what? You know, there's plenty of room so that with COVID-19 safety precautions in place, face masks will be encouraged and available. We'll have some hand sanitizer. And we've got plenty of room to social distance. I mean, it's huge. That's a lot of grass out there that you'll have to look at, with a lot of people out there enjoying themselves and enjoying your music. Now, how did you get started as far as being a composer and writing? Because not everyone can do that. There are people who can play, and they can play till the cows come home. But you ask them to come up with a musical idea, and present it as a musical work. That can be a tall order. And where does the creativity come from? Where does that seed originate?
Well, I guess I started writing fairly young. I guess it kind of came a little bit natural to me. My parents had a piano at the house, and I just liked to put different sounds together when I was young. And I guess it all starts from there. It's just a matter of transferring a story from life onto music, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, sometimes I would just lay my hands down on the piano, and that's where I would start. Wherever my hands landed, that's where the piece would start. And there's a lot of different inspirations for the music. I do think, the music that I like to listen to is music that it's about something. It has, it's about life. Even if it's instrumental music, it doesn't have words. It still has a story to tell.
It does.
And so that's very important to me, is, having a subject. People talk about the great writer Duke Ellington, and he was so prolific. He wrote so much music, and people often talk about how he could have so many different original ideas. Well, much of his music was about people and events. So, and as people are so unique, if you write about that, it is going to be different and unique every time.
Well, that is just amazing, and I'm looking forward to getting on the computer here real quick. And then, of course, seeing you in person and your entire, I call it an orchestra here because you got a little bit of everything going in, but it's actually a quintet. But this is really, how long have you guys been playing together?
Off and on. Well, the organist and I, we've been playing together for 20 years now.
Mm.
Off, often. I grew up in Denver, and he and that we would work together in Denver a lot, and we kind of kept in touch over the years and played together when we could. And then a lot, it's different, I guess, for a lot of different guys. This group has been together. It's somewhat new. This as a entity, this group's only been together about 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always making, you know, changes. You know, we're like the addition of Michael Deese to the band is going to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, having another really star player in the band like that is really going to be something else. So to hear those Pat and Michael Deese and all these guys together is going to be something else.
Now, when you did Tri-Colored Eyes, the self-release, did you produce that, or did you have others lend a hand in the production?
I produced that one. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It would almost be like the artist who always wants to do one small thing here or one small thing there. Did it take you a long time to get the finished product, or were you pretty satisfied with what you had and really only kind of had a touch up?
Well, actually, it came together pretty quickly. I mean, in terms of after the music was written, mm-hmm. I guess, you know, maybe the music for that record was from different selections that have been written, composed over the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe the oldest tune on there is Trey, and it was composed in 2014.
Mm.
And then, but as far as recording, it came together very fast. We actually did the whole record in 1 6-hour recording session live.
Wow.
Actually, here in Oklahoma, they all flew to the Jazz Lab at Northeastern State University, where we have a recording facility.
Mm-hmm.
And they flew in the night before, and we did a quick rehearsal in the morning and did a 6-hour recording session, and the music part of it was done.
Wow. And then when you go into to listen back and everything, that's got to be a real treat, because here you are. You're out there in the moment performing. And then you get to go back and take a little break and then listen to it again, maybe with fresh ears. And that's just got to be fun, the creative process. It's got to be.
Absolutely. And I'm just so fortunate to have such great musicians. You know, these guys are amazing musicians. I can show them, bring them a song, and they can pretty much nail it the first time.
Wow. That doesn't come easy. You're blessed.
yeah, it's very lucky to have them playing my music. It's a good feeling.
We're talking with Clark Gibson, and his Clark Gibson Quintet will be performing live. It's it's the only night that we're going to have live in-person performances for this year's reformatted OKM Music Festival. And again, for general admission, please RSVP okmmusic.org. $15 for VIP, reserved seating, parking, and everything like that. And you can also get just about anything you need information-wise about the event at okmmusic.org. And again, there are going to be all kinds of COVID-19 safety precautions, because we want everybody to go there and have fun and then come back home healthy and happy and really grateful for the opportunity to get to see Clark and everyone at the event. Face masks will be available. They're also encouraged, hand sanitizers. We have social distancing in place. Clark and the quintet will be playing at 6 p.m. and then Balsam Range follows at 7:30. Do you have a Facebook page? We mentioned, I think, where we could find the album. But do you have a Facebook page or a fan page where people can follow you?
I have Clark Gibson Music, which is kind of an umbrella Facebook page for my different projects.
Okay.
Yeah, so feel free to give that a visit. There's listed on there is a bunch of reviews. The record was reviewed internationally. I think it got some really good reviews from Japan and even Russia, and I think there's one from France and a couple of reviews here in the United States. So I usually post those on the Facebook page as well as stuff for other projects.
Any plans after this COVID clears up to tour internationally with the release?
Possibly. It's we'll see what happens after COVID. Nothing, everything is such an influx right now.
Oh, gosh, is it?
You know, it's, and we're always, you know, doing a little festival job. I hesitate to say anything right now because I've had multiple festivals canceled. So we're very grateful that OK Mozart is providing this opportunity. I know the guys are excited to play. A lot of us have been sitting around for a long time now. Just getting ready to play. So,
you know, so when you get the chance to play, and especially when you get the chance to play jazz, there's just a whole lot of freedom that comes from that. You know, from not only the music part, but also your soul.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that we're all kind of missing right now, is getting a chance to play live and share music with people.
Well, we're looking forward to having you. Clark Gibson has been our guest here on Community Connection, and we're looking forward. Once again, it's the 10th. It's the 10th, just a little ways away. And that, of course, is the OKM Music Festival. Thank you, Clark. Appreciate you being with us today.
All right, thank you. I look forward to it.
All right, we'll see you. Thank you very much. That is Clark Gibson with the Clark Gibson Quintet and with the OKM Music and the festival that's coming up. We're also going to be talking to more of our friends in studio here in about an hour from OKM Music to tell you all about the reformatted festival. It's coming up very, very shortly. And right now, I want to thank everyone for listening in to our Community Connection brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors on K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car?